142. Lumberjacks. Jack gave a sigh of regret. Ah, to be sitting in a lodge up in the mountains, the luminous stars above. The lore of the lumberjacks used to be full of tales of hardship and adventure. But they were a healthy lot and managed to live to a ripe old age. Jack was contemplating the recent lull in the North American lumber industry that has made the work of the typical lumberjack rather less lucrative than it used to be. Much of the logging industry has moved to a degree of longitude far to the east, such as Indonesia or Malaysia. This shift has been determined by nothing other than commercial logic. Moreover, recent climatic changes, leading to events such as rampant forest fires in the western states, or permafrost melting in Alaska, have had a disastrous effect on many of the traditional American logging areas. Lodging in his log cabin, Jack thinks that cutting logs in North America nowadays is a bit like playing a lottery. Disaster is looming, he reckons. Many an old hand in the industry feels like caught in a loop, with the traditional bond between the logging companies and the lumberjacks quite loose these days. He went on as he looped the wire over the gate of his cabin to keep it shut. Well, it's only logical, at a time when there is little money to be made in the American logging industry, that lumberjacks are loosening their ties with the land and leaving the luminosity of the stars behind to find lodgings among the bright lights of the city. Sadly, as the former loggers' financial fortunes improve, their traditional longevity is becoming a thing of the past. The stress and pollution of city life are taking their toll.